Arbor's Memory Care is an assisted living center in Sparks for seniors with Alzheimer's or dementia. In the span of about a month, 14 residents at the facility died from COVID-19. KUNR's Ann Gray and Lucia Starbuck discuss what led to this outbreak.
Thank you, Lucia, for talking with me today.
Thank you, Ann.
You've been covering a COVID-19 outbreak at a state-licensed care facility for our media partner, This Is Reno. Can you take me to the beginning? What happened at Arbor's Memory Care?
So Arbor's Memory Care said their first resident tested positive for COVID-19 on May 12th. Since then, 33 residents and 6 staff members have tested positive, and 14 residents have passed away. That's a third of their residents. The Nevada Department of Health and Human Services began an investigation on May 21st. That's what the public information officer, Shannon Litz, told me. She said in an email why an outbreak occurred. She said, "The residents in this facility did not present with symptoms when they became infected. One of the residents was quite social and visited other residents every day. The resident was positive for COVID-19 when tested, which was after the exposures had already occurred." But I'll tell you, on, despite the investigation, a few staff members at Arbor's Memory Care that I spoke to, they said they're concerned that's not enough.
You've spoken with staff members from the facility. What have you learned?
In my reporting over the last few weeks, I've learned from staff who wish to remain anonymous that initially there wasn't adequate PPE. We've since learned that many care facilities and other healthcare providers struggle to get supplies during the early stages of the pandemic as well. And this is one of the challenges with reporting at the moment. Without having access to care facilities, I can't independently verify some of the claims, but it seems consistent to what we've learned while reporting on outbreaks during the pandemic.
What are some other concerns that you're hearing about?
What I've learned from reporting at Arbor's Memory Care and other care facilities that have had outbreaks is this struggle. Caregivers and healthcare workers are being exposed at work, and then they have a difficult decision to make. Do I return to work and put myself at risk? And management is also in a tough spot too, because they need to maintain a sufficient amount of staffing to care for people. At Arbor's Memory Care, 6 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19, according to the state's dashboard.
And it seems staffing has been an ongoing issue for some care facilities as some employees get ill and some choose not to return out of concerns for their own health. What is the staffing situation at Arbor's?
Staff members I've spoken to have told me there were about 30 caregivers working directly with about 50 residents. Now there are about 10 caregivers for the 30 residents remaining in the facility. In mid-May, Arbor's Memory Care released a statement that they had stable staffing. But since February, they've made 13 Facebook posts about job opportunities, including 5 just last month. Litz with the health department told me the facility was going to receive volunteer help from Governor Steve Sisolak's Battle-Borne Medical Corps. However, the employee told me only one volunteer was sent to help. Litz and Arbor's Memory Care did not answer how many volunteers were sent. I actually asked Sisolak at his press conference on June 15th, and he told me the facility only requested one volunteer.
Lucia, what is being done to protect these vulnerable populations?
I've been going back and forth with the state on this. Litz tells me Arbor's Memory Care has been sent PPE, and staff and residents are being tested for COVID-19. At Arbor's Memory Care, residents have also been sorted into 2 separate areas of the facility, grouped by who has tested positive and who has not. I asked Sisolak if he felt vulnerable populations are being protected, because that was one of the benchmarks he said Nevada must meet in order to continue reopening. Here's what he said.
We're doing everything we can to protect them as much as humanly possible. Unfortunately, there is no absolute surefire way. We've protected them in terms of providing proper PPE. Staff and residents are getting tested. We've limited visitation and doing what we can to protect all of those folks that are living in those facilities.
And Lucia, based on interviews that I've done with various health experts and advocates for care facilities, is that congregate settings are at higher risk for outbreaks because of the close living environment with older adults who have health vulnerabilities. What else have you learned about the concerns at these settings statewide?
So the director of the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Richard Whitley, he touched on this, and he said there are three main reasons for why outbreaks are occurring at care facilities, including inappropriate use of PPE, breaches in isolation of residents who are infected with the virus, and hand washing. Here's what he said during a legislative committee on healthcare on May 20th.
I mean, each facility is required to have their own infection control plan and then follow it. So when they don't follow it, that's when we see these issues that I identified.
In Washoe County, deaths amongst residents of care facilities account for over half of COVID-19-related deaths in the county.
Thank you, Lucia, for your reporting.
Thank you, An.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.